City Council Meeting Summary. June 28, 2021, 5:30 p.m. Pledge of Allegiance. Roll call. Present were Mayor McMurray and Council Members Blessing, Davis, Kovac, Moore, Myers, Novak, Odell, Roach, 9. Call to order. Minutes. Minutes of the regular meeting held June 14, 2021, at 5:30 p.m. as transcribed in the office of the City Clerk. Approved. Special recognitions. Proclamation Parks and Recreation Month Proclamation Luke McCoy Memorial Drive Acceptance of Agenda. Accepted. Public hearings on ordinances for rezoning and conditional use permits. A bill number 1168-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, redistricting a portion of the property located at 4601 South Leonard Road from M1 Light Manufacturing District to C3 Commercial District, as requested by Harold Willis, agent of Cupola Engineering Group, on behalf of Love's Travel Stop and Country Stores. Passed. A bill number 1169-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, redistricting the property located at 1201 Garfield Avenue from M2 Heavy Manufacturing District to C3 Commercial District, as requested by Andy Bowman. Passed. A bill number 1178-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, granting a conditional use permit for the construction of a telecommunications tower at 3802 Carnes Road, as requested by Glenn Clocka, on behalf of Network Real Estate LLC. Amended to attach additional opposition forms, findings made in ordinance, postponed to July 12, 2021 Council Meeting Consent Agenda. Passed. Nominations and Appointments. File 6/15/21, Mayor McMurray nominates Doug R. Hutton, 2626 Lovers Lane, to serve as a member of the Library Board for a term expiring June 30, 2024. He is replacing Sharon Wesson, whose term will expire on June 30, 2021. Approved. File 6/15/21, Councilmember Roach nominates Douglas Brownfield, 1024 Felix Street, to serve as a member of the Administrative Violation Review Board for a term expiring April 29, 2023. He is filling a vacancy on the board. Approved. File 6/21/21, Councilmember Kovac nominates Eric Montegna, 2609 Indian Trail Drive, to serve as a member of the Parks and Recreation Board for a term expiring June 28, 2026. He is replacing Daryl D. Grace, whose term expired June 20, 2021. Approved. File 6/21/21, Councilmember Kovac nominates Scott Mooney, 3308 Colony Square, to serve as a member of the Parks and Recreation Board for a term expiring June 28, 2026. He is replacing Valerie Brent, whose term expired June 20, 2021. Approved. File 6/21/21, Councilmember Blessing nominates Louis Payton, 2219 Berkshire Drive, to serve as a member of the Senior Citizen Foundation, Incorporated. Board for a term expiring June 30, 2024. He is replacing Dave Martin, who has resigned effective June 30, 2021. Approved. File 6/21/21, Councilmember Blessing nominates Cassie Sager, 1917 and 31st Street, to serve as a member of the Senior Citizen Foundation, Incorporated. Board for a term beginning on June 30, 2021, and expiring on June 30, 2024. She is replacing Barbara Wilkerson, who has resigned. Approved. File 6/21/21, Councilmember Davis nominates Mike Volz, 3710 W Colony Square, to serve as a member of the Traffic Commission for a term expiring June 28, 2026. He is replacing David Gentry, whose term has expired. Approved. Bills for passage. A bill number 1173-18, sponsored by Councilmember Moore, amending Chapter 20, Offenses and Miscellaneous Provisions of the Code of Ordinances to repeal Section 20192, entitled Begging. Passed. CONSENTAGENDA, bills for passage. A bill number 1176-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, amending Section 2170, Dirt Bikes, ATVs and Other Similar Motorized Vehicles of Chapter 21, Parks and Recreation of the Code of Ordinances to discourage illegal use of motorized vehicles on the new trail system at River Bluff Trails Park. passed. A bill, number 1175-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, amending section 28-261, removal, storage of vehicle unlawfully parked or standing, of chapter 28, traffic and vehicles, of the Code of Ordinances to enact more stringent penalties for illegal use of the River Bluff Trails Park. Passed. A bill, number 1157-18, sponsored by Councilmember Moore, authorizing an amendment to the Police Department budget in the General Fund in the amount of $32,340 to budget insurance, proceeds received for a damaged police vehicle. Passed. A bill, number 1161-18, sponsored by Councilmember Moore, authorizing an amendment to the Police Department budget in the General Fund in the amount of $10,677 to budget insurance, proceeds received for a damaged police vehicle. Passed. A bill, number 1160-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing the execution of a master agreement for professional engineering and structure fabrication services with Kentech Engineered Solutions, LLC. Passed. A bill, number 1162-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing an amendment to the Mass Transit Fund budget and the execution of a lump sum contract with Law and Construction Company, all in the amount of $43,200, for the purchase and installation of new doors at the Transit Administration Building. Passed. A bill, number 1163-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing an amendment to the Mass Transit Fund budget and the execution of a lump sum contract with Lee Grover Construction Company, all in the amount of $18,814, for new transit ADA door mechanism replacements. Passed. A bill, number 1171-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing the acceptance of a temporary construction easement and the execution of an agreement for sale of temporary construction easement with the Jenny Nature Burnham Trust for the bonds for Bridget Fifth Avenue Bridge replacement, reject in the amount of $465.30. Passed. A bill, number 1172-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing the acceptance of a permanent drainage easement and temporary construction easement and the execution of an agreement for sale of permanent drainage easement and temporary construction easement with Dina D. McDonnell for the bonds for bridges on Coon Road, reject in the amount of $213.53. Passed. CONSENTAGENDA, bills for passage. A bill, number 1177-18, sponsored by Councilmember O'Dell, authorizing an amendment to the planning program in the General Fund and execution of an agreement with RDG Planning Design to create a comprehensive plan for St. Joseph Wall in the amount of $70,000. Passed. A bill, number 1164-18, sponsored by Councilmember O'Dell, approving the preliminary plat entitled Love's 235 Subdivision, a major subdivision consisting of 1 lot proposed for the property located at 4601 South Leonard Road, as requested by Harold Willis, agent of Coppola Engineering Group, on behalf of Love's Travel Stop and Country Stores. Passed. A bill, number 1166-18, sponsored by Councilmember O'Dell, approving the preliminary plat entitled Community of Christ Plat 2, a major subdivision consisting of 2 lots proposed for the property located at 5130 Ferrian, as requested by Lynn Wilson. Passed. A bill, number 1167-18, sponsored by Councilmember O'Dell, approving the preliminary plat entitled Triumph Foods, a major subdivision consisting of 1 lot proposed for the property located at 5302 Stockyards Expressway, as requested by Mark Campbell. Passed. Resolutions for adoption. A resolution, number 1184-18, authorizing the execution of agreements for the purchase of an annual licensing fee for the next 3 years, subject to council appropriation from Accela Incorporated, to provide continued permitting, licensing, plan review, property maintenance and special assessment billing services for the city in an amount not to exceed $67,662.47 for the first year. Adopted. A resolution, number 1185-18, authorizing the acceptance of E. Orange Twist and the Professor sculptures from the Allied Arts Council of St. Joseph, Missouri. Adopted. A resolution, number 1186-18, authorizing the execution of a contract with the St. Joseph Chamber of Commerce for economic development services for the total sum of $189,000. Adopted. A resolution, number 1187-18, authorizing the execution of an agreement with the St. Joseph Chamber of Commerce to provide funding in the total sum of $5,000 for the St. Joseph Workforce Development Alliance for the purpose of improving the skills and training of the workforce and provide career opportunities to St. Joseph residents. Adopted. A resolution, number 1189-18, authorizing execution of a lump sum contract with Lee Grover Construction Company in the amount of $261,998 for the Missouri Theater Restroom Project. Adopted. CONSENTAGENDA, resolutions for adoption. A resolution, number 1190-18, authorizing the issuance of work order number SHA-2101 in an amount not to exceed $2,852,299.55 to provide sanitary sewer rehabilitation services using G-Crete Geopolymer on 3006.3 linear feet of pipe utilizing the master agreement for construction unit price with SHA Construction, LLC. Adopted. A resolution, number 1191-18, authorizing the execution of change order No. 4 with Herzog Contracting Corporation for the resurfacing of additional asphalt streets in the amount of $51,062.75. Adopted. A resolution, number 1192-18, authorizing the issuance of a purchase order in an amount not to exceed $224,032 for concrete street repairs on Brookwood Terrace from Leonard Road to Eastwood Drive using the master agreement with J.D. Bishop Construction, LLC. Adopted. A resolution, number 1193-18, authorizing the execution of a unit price contract with Auxier Construction Company for the bonds for Bridges Woodman Road Culvert Replacement Project in the amount of $187,732.80. Adopted. A resolution, number 1194-18, authorizing the execution of a unit price contract with LG Arcus & Sons, Incorporated, for the Island Pedestrian Bridge, project in the amount of $1,357,766.20. Adopted. A resolution, number 1195-18, authorizing the purchase of 1/1/2022 Ford F-250 extended cap pickup to be used by the Sewer Maintenance Division in the amount of $31,100.56 from Anderson Automotive Group. Adopted. A resolution, number 1197-18, authorizing a licensing and services agreement with Cartograph Systems, LLC, for the purchase of an annual licensing fee and services to provide asset management services for the city's wastewater treatment plant in an amount not to exceed $46,960.82. Adopted.
Asterisk, end of consent agenda. Asterisk, nominations and appointments. None. Bills for passage. A bill, number 1165-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, approving the preliminary plat entitled Tall Timber Subdivision, a major subdivision consisting of 1/1 lot proposed for the property located at 3802 Carnes Road, as requested by Glenn Clocka. Postponed to July 12, 2021 Council meeting. Emergency bills for passage. None. Resolutions for adoption. A resolution, number 1198-18, expressing the City Council's commitment and intent to expend the 1/2 cent parks sales tax funds on the projects listed in the attached Exhibit A, if approved by the voters at the election on August 3, 2021. Adopted. Bills for first reading. A bill, number 1181-18, sponsored by Councilmember Myers, abating administrative penalties totaling $5,803.55 on the property located at 601 Hall Street to allow Mark and Cindy Beams to acquire the property for redevelopment. A bill, number 1182-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing an amendment to the Gaming Initiatives Fund to appropriate $7,500 to contribute to the rental costs of additional bleachers at Missouri Western State University for the Kansas City Chiefs training camp. A bill, number 1183-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing the execution of a security service agreement with Vets Securing America in the amount of $55,076.94 to provide security at the Mass Transit 6th Street and Angelique Street Transfer Center. A bill, number 1188-18, sponsored by Mayor McMurray, providing for a new and revised plan of redistricting, based upon the 2019 American Community Survey data and population estimations, providing for the dissolution of the existing 5 council districts, providing for the establishment of 4 new council districts, and adopting an official council district map. A bill, number 1196-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing the acceptance of a permanent drainage easement and the execution of an agreement for sale of permanent drainage easement with Connie G. Hale and Danny Ely for the bonds for bridges on Coon Road, rejecting the amount of $470.34. A bill, number 1199-18, sponsored by Mayor McMurray, authorizing execution of a mutual release and settlement agreement between the City of St. Joseph, Missouri, and HLB Properties St. Joe, LLC, R&R Tire, at a cost not to exceed $30,000 and to settle claims asserted against the city related to the Belt Highway sidewalk construction located at 519 South Belt Highway. Paula Hayes, CMC, City Clerk. 6. 1.